Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Reminder, every episode of this podcast premieres live on AMP. So download the app, subscribe to me at Richard Sherman to tune in to all of our shows live.
The Volume.
You know this, sir. You fall for these jokes.
Super Bowl championship. That should always be the expectation.
I ain't mad at you. Go ahead. Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. We got another special guest. I played with his dad. I played with him, Antoine Winfield Jr. Appreciate you joining me.
Of course, man. Of course, man.
So what you up to this offseason? Is you know, you're a true vet now.
True vet. It's weird, man. All these rookies coming in. I'm like, man, it's already year four. I'm like, oh my goodness. Everybody calling me vet. I'm like, whoa, this time is going by so fast. It's insane. It's insane.
Right. In 3 years, they're going to be calling you OG. And then it's going to be.
I know. It's scary how fast it goes by, though, man. But, you know, I enjoy every moment of it.
And no question. You got a Super Bowl. You got a Pro Bowl. How was last season for you?
Last season, it was different for me. Last season, you know, they moved me around a little bit more. Got a chance, you know, nickel and then free safety and back and forth. So it was a interesting year. Is, you know, it's different when you man to man in a slot with all that space. It's insane. But you know, it was a fun year, you know, just to be able to learn pretty much the entire back end of the defense, because I had to be everywhere. And so I feel like it was a great learning curve for me.
Right. And people don't really understand Bowles' defense, but to be able to move around in that defense is just insanity. It's like learning trigonometry on the fly.
Oh, facts. It's very complex. I ain't gonna lie.
No question. But you're feeling good. They said they're not moving you as much this year. So, you know, yes. Fingers crossed with that. Are you happy about that? Are you mad about that? How you feeling?
I'm happy. You know, that's my main position, you know, free safety, being in the middle of the field and doing everything that way. So I'm happy. And especially in this system, like you said, it's very complex. So, you know, it's cool to just be able to focus on, you know, the free safety role as far as moving around.
So, you know, obviously your pops played in the league, so you had a bit of an expectation coming in of what to expect. How different has it been from what you expected when you came in? I mean, now you've seen teammates come, you've seen teammates go, you've won a Super Bowl, you had Tom Brady and all the ups and downs of having the GOAT on your team. So what's your impression of the league now?
Yeah, well, now, after you said all that, you know, it's interesting because, you know, my father played for 14 years and I watched him play and he pretty much told me what to expect. But what he did tell me what to expect is how it would be, first off, coming in COVID year. That was like, that year was insane. Having no fans in the stadium and just going through with no preseason, just straight to the game. So that was something that you can't really prepare for. And then coming in, I got all these guys on my team. Like you said, got Tom Brady. I got Gronk, AB, all these guys that I grew up watching. And they all just came on the same team. It was just a weird feeling. I was like, dang, all these guys, my teammates. And you come on the team, dang, sorry, my teammate, that's crazy. Watch all these guys. So, you know, it was insane to be able to play with all these, like, great players. And I don't know, it was just fun to have them around just to, you know, watch how everybody played, how everybody prepared. And so that was one fun thing that was interesting.
Yeah, that's one thing. I mean, that's going to be different from your dad. Your dad never went through COVID. Your dad didn't get a chance to win a Super Bowl, didn't get a chance to play with Tom. He played against Tom in college. Yeah. Yeah. So what was he telling you about Tom before he came in?
That he's a competitor, that he going to compete and play. And, you know, my dad loves Tom. And he just always said that, you know, he's going to get you there. He always said he's going to get you there. And I remember when I first got drafted, he's like, oh, y'all going to the Super Bowl. He already knew what it was. Yeah. So, and he, you know, it happened.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't playing. I mean, he know what he know. But that Kobe year was insane. I mean, I had been in the league for a while when that happened. We were sitting there first game and it was like, you didn't even know when a big play happened. Cause it was like, you sitting there watching the game and usually you hear the crowd either woo or ha, and you don't hear nothing. You look up and somebody just scored and you're like, what happened? Replay.
That's what I'm saying. You can hear all the coaches talking, the players talking on the sideline. I'm like, and that was like my first true game experience in the NFL. It was like, man, this is like a scrimmage or something. Right. It was weird.
You can hear the other team making their checks. Yeah. You're like, hey, y'all everything. Really want to go with that play? Like, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Everything. Crazy.
So what about, you know, all that? You know, obviously you got the infamous moment with the Tyreek Hill peace sign. And I know, you know, in hindsight, you probably like, because people probably annoy the heck out of you all the time now, coming up to you like, hey.
It's all love, man. It's all love. You know, I like doing it, I actually didn't think it was going to be like something crazy because, you know, he does that every time he scores. So right. It was just like, you know, like he during the regular season, they killed us. He had like 3 touchdowns, had like 200 yards or something like that. And leading up to the Super Bowl, all they played were the highlights from that game. And it was over and over again. Every time you see it on ESPN, and it was just like, dang, I got to do something that, like, you know, I didn't know when it was going to happen or when it was going to come. But, you know, the opportunity presented itself and it was just a perfect opportunity to hit them back with a peace sign. And now it kind of like stuck around here.
Oh, it's going to stick for a while. It's going it never dies off the internet.
Yeah.
But you got a book in that game. You got a pick off Mahomes. Do you still got the ball?
Of course. Still got the ball.
Okay. You know, everybody don't be keeping the ball. Some people be throwing them or giving them away.
What are you doing? No. That's a Super Bowl pick too. Off Mahomes. Oh, I'm keeping that. For sure.
Oh my God. So last year was an up and down season for the team. I mean, it was that whole division. You know, it just was up in the air the entire year. What do you think about this year? You know, coming in, you guys got Baker Mayfield, Kyle Trask, you know, competing for the spot. You've been in the locker room with Kyle his whole career. Yep. What are you seeing out there from both of them?
Yeah, from both of them, you know, they're still competing for that spot. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they do during this camp because, you know, it's up in the air. It's really 50-50 between those two guys. So, you know, we're going to grind it out in camping. Got to go with our best, you know, the best person to give us a chance to win these games. So,
50-50. That's what they was going to do. I mean, that's what they're going to do. You still got a lot of talent on that offense with Chris and Mike and, you know, the running backs that they drafted. The defense still has a lot of talent. What are you looking forward to? Is there a game you're looking forward to most or just getting back out there, getting with the guys and competing?
Like every year, the game that I look most forward to is against the Saints. You know, those are, you know, the rivals right there. And, you know, coming in my first year, I learned quick that, you know, we got that rivalry is there.
It's real small.
Man, every game, every time we play against them, it's just ratched up to another level and it's intense. So I love playing the Saints and looking forward to them.
Yeah, they just got Derek Carr. They got, you know, Mike Thomas supposed to be back. Yep. They didn't pay Dean. They didn't pay Dean.
Don't make a scene. They paid.
They didn't make a scene paying Dean. Good night. I said, y'all didn't pay Dean. I'm happy for him though, man. He's done a great job. Too. Him and Carlton. How has that been? You know, just you've been with those guys. You guys grew up going through the Super Bowl together. You're going through other seasons, ups and downs, but you guys as a core have been together for most of your career. Do you think that's been helpful in terms of, like, you know, being able to weather the storm?
Yeah, most definitely. We've been through so much together. I'm glad that they still on the team and have these great contracts. So it's been fun to, you know, develop and grow with those guys because they've been here ever since I've been here. And, you know, it's always great playing with them. And I feel like the more we play together, the better chemistry we have. And it's just been awesome.
Quarterback is a new docuseries that takes a unique look at each season told through the eyes of the NFL quarterbacks. For the first time ever, the NFL is giving unprecedented access for quarterbacks to be mic'd up each and every game of the NFL season. The series features exclusive, unprecedented access to Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota from the beginning of the 22 season to its conclusion, following them both on and off the field, from the inside of the huddle with their teammates to the inside of their homes with their families. The series features behind the scenes of the biggest moments of the season. Quarterback premieres July 12th, only on Netflix.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
So you know, this is one of those questions you got to ask, because there's still QB controversy, and, you know, Tom came back once, so you just can't never put it past him coming back again at this point. You just, I mean, you really can't. What do you think the odds of him coming back are?
You know what? When he first said he retired, I really thought he was done. Like, I thought he was done. And then he surprised me when he came back. I think that, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know with him, because he might, you feel me? He might be like, man, this is it. I had enough of a break. You know, I'm trying to come back and play. So I really don't know, to be honest with you.
Look, do you think they go, well, look, he could come back at the end of the training camp and they'd be like, yep, Tom, get back. Oh,
most definitely. I'm sure we're still reaching out to him, trying to see if he's trying to come back to the team. So, hey, it could happen. Anything's possible.
Look, I don't put nothing past. This is a crazy world, and he a crazy guy. He they're already saying, because at first it was like he got this big NBC deal and he's going straight to TV. Then he was like, I'm not doing TV. So he leaving the door open for a lot of stuff right now.
Right. It's up in the air, man.
It's definitely up in the air. So what you been up to this offseason? You get any traveling in? Like, you're a vet to the offseason too now. So you had to lead a country. What you been doing?
Yeah, most definitely. Been traveling, working out. The most recent place I just went to was Turks and Caicos for a surprise birthday trip, which was awesome.
Nice.
Traveling, working out, pretty much, you know, making sure I take time away from football, because, you know, when we get into things, we locked in. So making sure I get my mind right for the season.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what people don't understand, especially early on, is that you got to get away time, or you dry yourself. This game is too hard to sit there and think about all day, all night, every day, year round. You got to get away, get some sand under your feet, between your toes. Yeah. You know,
most definitely. It's a long season.
Very long season. And you're going to have some good 10 days and you're going to have some bad days. Even in the year y'all won the Super Bowl, it probably wasn't all perfect.
It was a long season. That was a long season. Especially the rookie year, they going all the way. It was long.
Yeah, and then your offseason is short.
Exactly. Right back into it. Man.
So how was that experience for you? The Super Bowl, the parade, I guess the boat parade. All the headlines were made about Tom throwing the trophy and being loaded. But what was the experience for you?
It was awesome. The parade was amazing, from what I can remember. We had a great time out there. We partied for sure. But, we had like all these boats on the water, and we were just cruising through, and then everybody had their boats here and there. There was fans all on the sides, or they had their boats out there. And I just remember going through and everybody was cheering and things like that. So, you know, it was obviously great to see that my rookie year and, you know, still trying to get back to that moment. But it was fun. It was fun.
Right. That's something you're gonna chase for the rest of your career, whether you make it back or not. Every year you want that feeling because that media day, you know what I mean? The stuff that people don't see, you know, you get the Nike package of, you know, all your sweet stuff. You get the sweatsuits. Yeah. And then it was a home game for y'all, which was insane. Yeah. That had to be crazy. Did they give y'all own locker room and let y'all stay at y'all facility? Because I know it was still a weird dynamic.
Yeah. They let us do all that and let us get the home locker room and everything. And, you know, it was cool because, you know, the facility is right next to the stadium. So, you know, they put all the banners up, you know, the Super Bowl, this, boom, boom, boom. We're like, wow, we're out there practicing. Like, wow, we really about to play in the Super Bowl. This is insane. So
right. It
was just some like extra motivation to see all that stuff up because it was so close, you know.
That's still one of the craziest things. I mean, the fact that it happened, the home team played in the Super Bowl and won it the next year too, and it ain't never happened in the history of the game was insane. But
yeah.
I know that had to be fun. You know, it's such familiarity. You're in the same locker room. You got your same routines. You're in the same practice facility. So that you haven't got to experience a locker room where you in either a college locker room or you at another team's facility. We were at the Arizona State one year. Mm-hmm. We were at University of Miami for one Super Bowl, and we were at the Giants for one Super Bowl. And it's just weird, man. It's weird being in somebody else's cafeteria. It's like living in somebody else's house.
Yeah.
You know, like they had posters up on the wall, like, you know, a great day on defense is to 17 points or less and this and that. And I'm like, we don't give up 17.
Right.
Like 100 yards, less than 100 yards rushing. It's just weird philosophy. But what's your next goal? You know, obviously Super Bowl, but you got any personal goals, any goals as a team, as a defense, as a secondary?
Yeah, you know, it's goals, you know, as a defense, want to be the number one defense this year. We got the talent around us to, you know, to do that. So that's, you know, number one priority, you know, be the number one defense. Outside of that, for me personally, touching the ball more, man, interceptions. I got to get my interceptions up, you know, it's contract year. I'm happy. I'm excited. So making sure I touch that ball and stay healthy. So those are the two big goals, you know, create takeaways and just staying healthy for real.
That's how you get paid. That's how you get paid. You get your hands on the ball and the best ability is availability.
That's
right. You got to be there. Do you feel like your role and your relationship with Bowles has changed since he's become a head coach? Do you talk more? Do you talk less? What has changed about that since he went from DC to head coach?
Yeah, I would say definitely more. You know, he's still the head coach, but he's still the DC. So, you know, calling all the plays and things like that. So I thought it was great because he was my DC for my first 2 years. So you already get that, you know, relationship. And now having him as the head coach, you know, sometimes, you know, the head coach is a head coach. You don't conversate too much. But I've known him as the DC, you know, for the last, you know, few years. So it was awesome to build that relationship from there and just to carry that on to, you know, him being the head coach. So I think we definitely talk more. We meet more. And, you know, it's just cool seeing him in that position because he's a great guy and a great coach.
No question. It is. Don't worry. The dynamics are going to change a lot. Every head coach you got is different. Every relationship. We one of my DCs, well, I've had four now, five, six, something like that.
Right.
But all of them you have a different relationship with. But there was one when I was a rookie, we had a quality control guy. You know, like the quality they handle the scout team, they do all that. Imagine the quality control guy years later becoming the defensive coordinator and you playing for him.
Wow.
So that's what happened to me when I got to San Francisco and I was playing for Sala. And so it's just a whole different relationship when he's the DC. You're like, we're going to talk, but you ain't going to talk to me like that. Let's hash this out and go on. But so as you get older, when they start calling you OG, then it's going to be you and the head coach going to have a different relationship. Just know you're going to be in his office all the time. Hey.
Oh, most definitely.
I think that's one of those days you might want to take a little bit off the top.
Hey, coach, listen. Yeah, I already know how I go.
Speaking of that, how your body doing right now? You in good shape?
Yes, my body's feeling amazing. You know, got some time off, so, you know, I can actually rest my body and relax it, you know, before camp starts. So it feels amazing right now. I don't know how it's going to feel in about a month or two, you know, but As long as it feel good now, we good.
Right. All you can control is how I feel now. The rest of it, we ain't going to talk about it. It's going to have people not letting their kids play football.
Right.
Speaking of that, you ain't got no kids yet. I mean, when's all that going to get
started? No, sir. No kids yet. Hopefully soon, but not all yet. Right.
I know your dad wore your dad like, hey, take your time.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. Both my parents.
As they should. Well, I appreciate you joining me, brother. It's always great to see you. I look forward to seeing you this season. I know we got one of y'all games, so I can't wait to get out there and see you ball.
Most definitely, man. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. You have a good day and good luck this season.
All right, Sean. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.